This is Dr. Bill Deagle. I'm introducing and going to be talking in just a moment with our special guest here, Dr. Dan Royal. He's an amazing guy. He's a DO, and he's also a JD's. I set up the First Nations Medical Board. You have many other qualifications. You've been doing research on cancer with a combination of Dr. Fisher's QRS mat and the photon sound beam, been able to knock out cancer markers of the AMAS test.
DO. And he's also the JD's.
Well, that's really weird.
First Nations Medical Board. You have many other qualifications. You've been doing research on cancer.
I don't know why it's doing that. That's weird. It's actually, now it's coming back on my microphone. It's trying to hit me there. Okay, that's good. We're all set now. All right. So, Dr. Dan, I'd like you to tell us about the First Nations Board and why we have this crisis with the virus, the SARS coronavirus. It's a bioweapon, it's obvious. I've done research now. I've gone over my background. I trained 40 years ago under a bioweaponeer when I did my PhD in oceanography and genetics. We have 1997, I worked with Reserve Admiral Hughes and on bioterrorism with the federal government. In 2001, I met with them again to go over their war game simulations. They're planning on releasing weaponized anthrax and demolitions of buildings in New York City before 9/11, so I got an advanced knowledge of it. I've been preparing for decades because I knew a super plague was coming, because since 9/11, they increased the BSL labs by 30 times. The regular medical profession doesn't want solutions to anything, cancer, heart disease, or anything. And we can talk about the theories behind these diseases, because basically over the last, approaching now almost 50 years, I've discovered the cause of most diseases I was taught incorrectly in medical school and residency, because they don't want the solution. Alternative medicine is not alternative. It's integrative medicine based on science. It is a place of solution. So I'd like you to talk about that. I hear a lot of clicking, I guess, in the background there. I guess your phone is clicking a lot.
Oh, me? Not doing anything. I am by my computer, though.
Ah, yeah. Maybe it's a clicky sound on your computer. Can you talk about all the issues here that you have?
You want to start with the First Nation Medical Board?
Yeah, I want you to talk about the First Nations Medical Board. What's going on there?
First Nation Medical Board was set up and established with the cooperation of the Crow Tribe of Indians, because we have an issue in this country where practitioners of traditional medicine, which includes all things alternative, complementary, holistic, etc., they don't have a home where they can be protected from state medical boards. So this provides them with dual licensure. It also provides practitioners who have no board a home as well. For example, I've been communicating this morning with a group that is licensed in the state of Texas to train students, educate them in the practice of Ayurvedic medicine. As you may know, that comes from the Far East, but it is becoming more popular in this country, and you can actually go through a course, I believe it's a four-year course, and get certified and do training, and you can go into a master in Ayurvedic medicine. They need a home where they can be licensed, and we can fill that void for them. The more people do with us or through the First Nation Medical Board, the more we can protect them. So, for example, they can do clinical studies. We did a clinical study in our facility over an 18-month period where we were looking at how an oral patented product to lower NAGLase worked with our patients. And it turned out very well. The purpose of doing these clinical studies is so we can gather information to document the effectiveness of what we're doing and share that with the fellow practitioners. That study is being published this month in the Journal of Complementary Integrative, or I believe Complementary Alternative Medicine, later this month. So I'll keep you updated on that.
Right. Now, what this means is that we have a lot of illnesses. Like, for example, I had an interesting discussion the middle of the night. I got a notice from, this is, by the way, I picture up your Turtle Band clinic. You're in Las Vegas, and you provide a level of care for whether people have got, detoxification or cancer or immune system failure that's way beyond the regular conventional medicine. And you do bioidentical hormone therapy, regenerative stem cell. I've got the picture up on your site. Cancer therapy, prolotherapy for pain and joint problems, body composition therapy, chelation therapy, intravenous nutrient infusions, breast cancer screening. Do you do breast cancer screening with thermography, or how do you do that screening?
How are we doing the screening for what?
Breast cancer.
Oh, sorry. For breast cancer. When a patient comes in our office, we like to get baseline labs if they haven't had them. That includes CBC chemistry. We'll check the CRP, which is an inflammatory marker. We like to check the EBV early antigen, to make sure that Epstein-Barr virus is not active, which is elevated in about half the patients we see. That's a cancer-causing virus.
Yeah, it's actually problems that I think is almost universal in almost every cancer I've seen, is EPBL levels are higher.
That's a very interesting comment, because they did a study over in Africa where they analyzed the breast cancer lesions in the patients there, and Epstein-Barr virus was found in virtually 100% of the breast cancer. So it's something to be taken seriously. It's something your doctor will never test for because it's not in his mental thought process. Even if he orders an EBV or an Epstein-Barr virus panel, guess what? The EBV early antigen is not in that panel. You have to know to order that separately, and that's the test that will let you know if EBV is active. So we check that, and then we also get a NAGLase test. That's the enzyme produced by cancer to paralyze your immune system. You can go to an alternative medical practitioner. He can give you vitamin C and whatever else he wants to, but unless you lower and eliminate that NAGLase, you're always going to be swimming upstream.
Right.
You have to make that virus or cancer vulnerable by eliminating its defense system, and that's what this enzyme does. It provides a smoke screen so your cancer, right, your immune system can't recognize and eliminate it. And then we'll get the AMAS test. That's a cancer antibody test we like to follow. I just got a couple of results back on a patient this morning, two patients. One of them did it as a screen, because AMAS is predictive up to about a year and a half in advance if somebody has cancer, long before it shows up in the MRI or a CAT scan. Hers was borderline, and so we'll be treating her along with her NAGLase, which is also slightly elevated, and we'll repeat in about a month or so. The other is an actual patient who's been diagnosed with lung cancer. The problem with him is he's had some chemotherapy. So when you do this test, in his case, it came back looking normal, although his NAGLase, interestingly enough, was highly elevated. But when you have chemotherapy, it can inhibit your immune system or lower your defenses. And the cancer antibody test depends on a patient having a relatively healthy immune system that can respond to cancer if it's present. So his immune system may not be functioning properly, which is one of the reasons why NAGLase is elevated. We'll have to repeat his test later. I wouldn't be surprised to see it go up. Once we start treating him, which we are, we're treating him.
Let me just add a few other suggestions on my long experience. I used blood to the Thermography Association years ago. I would say those marker tests you're doing are really, really top notch. I would probably add digital thermography. And what I've done in the past is I'd recommend that if you're positive for those markers, you should get the test done in Greece, the Athens test, looking at the chemosensitivity, and then you do IPT therapy in your clinic where you give insulin. And you got to think of cancer like a children, like a malt shop. Cancer cells are like teenagers love to pony up to the bar and drink a whole bunch of malts. And if you give a little insulin, it makes the cancer suck up the chemotherapy and kill them selectively. And you provide that, don't you?
Yes, cancer requires about 20 times the amount of sugar a normal cell does. By lowering that sugar level, it makes them more vulnerable than a normal cell. Now, if you combine that IPT with the injectable version of the NAGLase modifier called Salicinium, then you really have a good 1-2 punch, because now you're making the cancer even more vulnerable by lowering the sugar when you and use not, the level chemo, but eliminating the NAGLase, it's using it to protect itself.
Now, the Salicinium, is that an injectable, like IV or an IM injection?
I'm not sure if it can be given to IM, but yes, it's normally given by IV. And what we've done in the past, we've done it similar to IPT, where we've lowered the blood sugar in a cancer patient and given the salicinium, just like we would a low-dose chemo.
Right. Now,
so let's say, for example, someone's going through IPT and they're getting an injection two or three times a week. In between those injections, you would use something like the salicinium,
right,
perhaps in combination with a nutraceutical IV like amino acids.
Now, I want to kind of breach into the idea of talking about the SARS. Now, I've been doing research on trying to get a combination of technologies to protect you. We may be adding a kind of an eye visor to it, but I've got the NIOSH masks. We have a thing called defense wipes that we had from a colleague of mine years ago that will kill the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses in these wipes, and also the bacterial solvable of all pathogens. 100 years ago, Edgar Cayce prophesied the presence of what's called neutrodyne, which is plasma monatomic iodine. This is shattered by the Tesla field into monatomic plasma four state of matter iodine. It detoxes all halides, fluoride, chloride, and bromide, but it'll kill all known pathogens. And we also have NutriSilver, which I designed based on monatomic silver in liposomes. It's a deuterium-depleted solvent with liposomes, and it's very, very antiviral, antipathogenic. And then we have a product called Allicin Med from Germany. 200 milligrams more Allicin, stabilized than even Peter Jostling's at less than half the price. And then you got to stop the cytokine storms. And there's we have Power C Plus, which is calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin. And we have Cell Defense, and it's 800% more absorbed than any other turmeric in the world. And turmeric is interesting, which is curcumin. It's the only herb in the world that will actually get rid of cancer stem cells. It also stops the cytokine storm, and we're negotiating with an Indian gentleman here in California that is going to try to bring in some special forms of curcumin that's up to 40 times more absorbed liposomally than any other curcumin on the planet. And, of course, with the salicinium IV for, let's say, end stage, let's say you are sick, in hospital, you should be getting salicinium because what's going to happen in the end stage of this new coronavirus is it has genes from the AIDS virus, so it drops your CD4 cell count. It probably, if we did testing, drove up your levels of nogalase right to the ceiling. So these people are in the terminal states. Their immune system is being shut off, so the virus is going crazy. And your macrophages, big eater cell, can't generate cigarette free radical, a superoxide radical, 100 million degrees to kill the virus off. Because antibodies don't do anything. All they do is tag the pathogen. When you hear doctors talking about vaccines, that's only tagging the pathogens. If your macrophages are knocked out, you have no killing capacity against any pathogen, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. But you talk to doctors, and then when I talk to doctors and I explain the science to them, I realize that doctors are not scientists. They're drug salesmen and know 12 procedures. I'm a scientist. I had my PhD before I went into medicine and oceanography and genetics and so on. I'm thinking, these guys are dumb as a bag of rocks. And the maximum of their knowledge is introductory organic chemistry. That's it. And then they go off and specialize in surgery or internal medicine, whatever, and they're basically drug salesmen that know 12 procedures. It's disturbing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They're very limited in what they do for the patient.
Right. Now you use science. For example, when you're doing these tests, you're using the AMAS tests at labs in Boston or in New Jersey. And so when you do your treatment, for example, to get rid of the cancer markers and nogalase, you don't only have this salicinium, you have the combination of the Cell Vital, the QRS mat and the Prophoton sound beam. And I just talked yesterday, 2 days ago, by the way, with Dr. Truat. Currently, the new Magi, the new mini Magi, will do the same thing as that black electrode that knocks out viruses on the photon sound beam. And by April, he's going to have a miniaturized version that can be on a battery pack of the photon sound beam machine. Because these disrupt viruses. They cannot replicate when you have a Magi machine in your home or these black electrode on the photon sound beam. It disrupts viral replication. But people need to understand, I've got the frequency already worked out for nogalase, and with atomic resonance, it's 337 hertz. That's based on the equations from Linus Pauling. So I can detox you from heavy metals and radioisotopes or anything if I know it's atomic resonance frequency like Rife. And the same with pathogens. We can knock Epstein-Barr virus out or fungi or whatever, knowing the molecular resonance frequencies are tuning into that the body of that virus or pathogen. And you can broadcast them into the body, or you can broadcast it to a whole area around the body or even your home or a whole city. People need to realize you can suppress pathogens by generating a resonant frequency that's toxic to them. I call it e-toxins. And the problem is we don't approach medicine that the body, in fact, is a informational hologram that condenses into physical flesh, that basically every living thing is an informational hologram that condenses into physical flesh, whether it's a tree taking oxygen from the air, carbon dioxide from the air and water from the ground and minerals and turning it into food or plants or whatever material it's making. People don't understand everything is basically an informational hologram, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That is really cool stuff. So if I have really sick patients, see, I'm a telemedicine doctor, and I have them certain kinds of things, I'm going to send them to your clinic in Vegas because they need to get this advanced care. Now, there's other doctors not only in America but around the country, like Dr. Jürgen Winkler here in Carlsbad that does some things, and other doctors across the country and outside the country. And what I want to do is network with them and get them more and more involved to join our First Nations Native Board, because the licensing authorities do not want to see this. My experiences with licensing boards in whatever state or province in Canada or whatever state in the United States, they want to suppress new technology, even if it's based on science, that can actually lengthen life, cause improved recovery, or prevent need for surgery. For example, And for over 2 years, I've been able to use a combination of extracorporeal counterpulsation and my regenerative peptides and other nutraceuticals, including my red deer velvet, and I can have people regrow new arteries without cracking their chest like a lobster or having a stent or bypass. It's unnecessary. If I get somebody with cancer, I'm going to refer them to somebody like you. If they need to go to cancer, I say, look, you need to go see Dr. Royal and get IPT therapy and get the resonant frequency therapy with the QRS mat and the photon sound beam to lower your nodules, or get this nodules suppressive therapy IV. People need to realize these can be tested. You can actually prove it with immunotoxicological tests that it works, that the cancer markers go away, that the viral proteins and peptides go away, that shows that it's still present in the body. And see, cancer is an escape phenomenon, isn't it? They always want to think cancer is a weak tissue. It's not. It's strong tissue trying to survive a toxic environment, the growth of stealth viruses and pathogens and toxins in it. It's not weak tissue, is it?
No.
Yeah, it's weird. It's strong tissue trying to survive a bad environment. The way I describe it is, it's like you've got a prepper that's got an IQ over 200, they're an Olympic athlete, they had 6 tours of duty, they're extremely inventive, and they're paranoid as hell. That's a cancer cell, right?
Yes, cancer cells, on the one hand, they have an incredible ability to withstand all kinds of insult, but I think that's because they're self-protected by producing the nagalase, which we all need to be paying more attention to. But on the other hand, they're weak in their electrical charge.
Well, that's because they're anaerobic. All cancer is basically anaerobic. That's why they're using sugar.
Correct. And so there was a study done within the last few months that said, hey, cancer is very low voltage, and in order to survive, it's having to steal electricity from other cells. We've got to develop a drug to stop that. Well, the key is, in order to treat cancer, you have to realize it's a cell that has devolved into a low millivolt environment. So if you can reverse that by using the photon sound beam and the pulsing electromagnetic field, then you can reverse cancer, because healthy cell should be 70 millivolts or more.
Well, let me give you an interesting chemical fact, and you can ask doctors this question if they should have passed it in first-year chemistry in medical school. When you have an anaerobic state, every sugar molecule only generates 2 ATP. If you have an anaerobic state, every sugar molecule generates 32 or 16 times more ATP. Now, that's why the cancer cells have 16 times more insulin receptors, because they got to suck in that much more sugar to generate the same amount of ATP as a normal cell, because for every sugar molecule in an anaerobic condition, which cancer is, you only generate 2 ATP versus 32 if you have an aerobic condition. Isn't that interesting?
Very.
And those numbers are right there. It's like, this is in every biochemistry text for the last 40 years. Everybody should know that. But when you ask doctors questions, their brain and their eyeballs rotate in opposite directions, and they act like you're a spook, or you're weird, or you're saying something, or they want to get insulting. Like, I had a discussion this morning. I was talking to Dr. Peter Pry, and he's involved with the EMT task force, and I told him about how serious this was, and I said, we're not going to discuss this today if I had him come on air. I said, this is a really serious plague. He said, oh, I don't think so. I said, why? He said, well, I'm an expert on bioweapons. I said, okay, let's have a dialogue. And you know what I find? I find that people that are arrogant are usually incompetent, but they're narcissistically arrogant because they can't defend their point of view. I'm competent, but I'm not an arrogant son of a bitch. And what I find is people that are arrogant, usually they're very incompetent, and they can't defend their arguments with logic and common sense and even testing. That's what I find very disturbing. And the same thing, those people tend to want to be class president, or want to be president or vice president, or go into politics or control schools or the class outings or whatever. They're not necessarily the competent people. The people who want to be worshipped. They want to be liked. I don't necessarily want to be liked. I want people to just so respect that intellectually I'm like their big brother trying to save them. That's why I want to refer them to people like you, Dr. Royal, or my other colleagues, or get them exposed to the right nutraceuticals like my first line defense kit. If you've got the terminal stages of the SARS coronavirus, you want to have your treatment Cyclo nagalase. You want to have mild hyperbaric oxygen with ozone therapy. The little photon sound beam generates ozone in your body. I have an ozone generator when I sell people my Summit to See hyperbaric chamber. If you put ozone in your body, viruses can't exist in an ozone environment. It kills them quickly. So cancer patients that are dying of cancer, they all should be in hyperbaric oxygen. I have a a vertical chamber right here. So everybody that's getting cancer treatment, I don't know if you have one in your office now, but you should have some mild hyperbaric chambers. Put them in there. It's going to, when you ozonate somebody or you give them a photon sound beam and you put the ozone in your body, cancer just, it can't stand that environment. It basically takes cancer and forces it to an aerobic condition, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And that's what's so neat about your machines. You're using a photon sound beam and the QRS mat, and you force the tissue to become aerobic again. Once you do that, the genes repair themselves, especially if you take our nutraceuticals like ellagic acid from the terminal and shibuya plant, and malignant block from sulforaphane glycosinolate. Each capsule comes to 5 pounds of broccoli seed. So let's talk about the Native Board. When I have people that want to consult, I said 95% of my consults are free. I just tell them what supplements to take. But if they want me to look at their pictures or labs or anything, they need to sign up with my First Nations Board, because you introduced me to over a year ago. It took me a while and a little kind of a warning crisis to actually say, look, let my wife and everybody say, look, I'm joining the board. I'm sort of semi-retired doing radio for the last number of years. I'm giving people advice, but I don't want to give it without actually having a board to protect me from the maniacs out there that think, well, Dr. Deagle, you shouldn't give medical advice. After 50 years, I'm not going to give medical advice. Are you crazy? All the knowledge I've accumulated to try to help people save themselves from cancer and heart disease and regenerate organs and tissues. We were literally at the edge of literally ending, you know, aging. Now, when I talked to my colleague, Dr. Ron Klatz, I gave him my papers and a video I'd put together to send to all the 30,000 doctors. Oh, we can't do that, Deagle. I said, what do you mean? He sent me an email in the middle of the night. Well, you got to tone it down and be like a third party. You can't kind of promote your stuff. I said, are you kidding? I'm not changing my talk. I have the first line defense kit. God gave me inspiration to know what to put in it for previous plagues like SARS 2003, H5N1, H1N1. And this is, in my words, an analysis. According to Dr. Francis Boyle, this is the most serious plague to hit the human population in history. It's 6 times more lethal than the 1918 plague. It infects 83% of the people exposed. Its incubation period is 24 days, which you can spread virus like crazy before you even get sick yourself. And the end stages of it are virtually identical to end stage dying AIDS. Your CD4 cell count drops, you get a cytokine storm, and you go to cardiorespiratory arrest. Like this Dr. Liang, this young ophthalmologist in China that tried to warn them, they arrest him, told him to retract it, and a week later he goes and ends up in the ICU on a ventilator, and then he had to go to ECMO on a heart-lung bypass machine, and he's dead 3 days ago. So people need to realize, if you rely on the damn politicians and your doctors and the so-called medical profession, they're going to kill you and live off your dead bones. They should have a symbol for doctors as carrion birds like condors and black crows with a little white coat on them, and they should be picking at your bones on the medical highway. That's the symbol of modern medicine, isn't it?
Yeah, there are natural treatments that can be used for prevention as well as for treatment.
And by the way, you can integrate it. I'm not against surgery. I'm a surgeon. I've done every kind of surgery in open heart and brain. I worked in a burn unit. I worked in the ICU. You can integrate. There are things that are really still valuable in medicine, but you got to use in balance. I would say 75% of medical surgical procedures are inappropriate. 25% are very appropriate. For example, if somebody wants to regenerate their joint and I want to refer them to somebody like you, I tell them, get an orthopedic surgeon to clean out your joint and repair, let's say, the menisci. Don't rip them out of there. And then get out and put Hyaline or a similar high molecular weight polymer in there and go to someone like you to for a platelet-rich plasma injection or stem cell injection in their joints. And guess what? They're going to regenerate like my friend Chris Centeno, who runs a clinic in Grand Cayman Islands. I was on a national IRB panel in the 90s with him in early 2000s. And we were doing a National Library panel on pain research, and he ran a clinic up in Broomfield. And what we did is, if I had somebody with a joint problem, I refer to him, and he'd actually draw their bone marrow, multiply it in his lab for 2 weeks, and then re-inject it back in their C-arm into their joints and their spine. He got fantastic results. Guess what? The FDA said, I call fatal drugs allowed, FDA, fatal drugs allowed, said you can't do that over 24 hours or it's a drug, because even though he had barcoded their own blood, so to make sure it wasn't somebody else's blood in his lab, they told him he had to move, so he actually had to move his clinic for doing that type of therapy to the Grand Cayman Islands. So it costs you 3 times as much because you got to go down for a 2-week vacation to Grand Cayman, get your bone marrow drawn, stay on vacation there, and at the end of 2 weeks you can get your treatment. How freaking ridiculous. This is how the regular medical system, whether it's oncologists giving non-tested chemotherapy Orthopedic surgeons replacing joints when there's no damn need for it. Cardiologists, the biggest cause of death, for example, in Britain now, is dementia. You know why? You know, people say, what causes dementia? I can tell you, all the major diseases, I know exactly what causes them. It's completely different than the regular medical profession. Cancer is an infection with viruses, fungi, and toxins. Heart disease is dead macrophages. It's not cholesterol. We got the research. I did work with Dr. Moskowitz in 1977. That's 44 years ago. And he was a PhD biochemist and a cardiologist in the University of British Columbia. We did hundreds, and I drew the blood myself, of Eskimos in Northwest Territories. Their cholesterols were 3,000 to 3,500. They had a little seal pouch on their belt with narwhal blubber and seal flipper. They never had white man's bread, alcohol, or bread, or anything. And they had cholesterols 10 times their upper limit of even the highest level you can imagine, and none of them got heart disease. None of them were fat. They were chunky, and they were short legs and arms, because in the northern climate, you better have shorter limbs, you're going to die and freeze to death. But none of them had heart disease, not one. And you draw their blood, and it would separate like milk before they start homogenizing. When I was a little kid, I used to steal out in the early 50s, and I'd go and grab the milk. The milkman would actually come to our home in Toronto, Nova Scotia. He put the milk in the fridge, and I'd be sneaky. Billy would get up and go to the fridge and pull the milk out and pour the cream off the top because it tasted really good. This is before they put it through RIMSO 50 and homogenize it. Because RIMSO 50 and the homogenizing, pasteurizing machines, right, puts toxic crap on the lactoalbumin and casein proteins and makes it immunogenic. So if you have a child that's got milk allergy in there, got a bloody diarrhea, just get a milk from the farmer that's not been pasteurized through a pasteurizing machine, and guess what? They won't get bloody diarrhea and die from it. Everything we do in our society, including GMO foods, polypharmacy, everybody my age, 68, is on average 12 drugs, and they're becoming demented and they're toxic. It's just sickening, isn't it?
Yes, it's sickening and it's disheartening because it doesn't have to be that way.
Right, but you know what? It's going to start with people like us that are going to step out of the way. And the first thing is, when you need a consult with Dr. Deagle, beyond just getting a basic kind of a starter protocol of what's helping us to start your program, you need to sign up with the First Nations Board. I want people to understand, I'm going to refer to colleagues like you, Dr. Royal, when somebody goes beyond, they need a clinic to treat them. Like, I don't have a treating clinic here. I do telemedicine. I analyze them. I can do blood tests on them. I can organize their care. I can refer them to clinics to do specific things to them. Like, I want people to understand that the system right now is sick. And if you've got communists like Bernie Sanderclaus who want to give a broken system to everybody, it'll bankrupt the country and it'll kill a lot of people. And when they run out of healthcare professionals and the lines are up to their yin-yang and the treatments are killing people, they'll just say, end of life, we can't treat you anymore, we'll just give you a lethal injection. Happy hunting. You're going to the happy hunting ground, you're going to die. That's what communist socialist countries do. I saw it in Canada. It's disgusting. And people say, well, that's just your opinion. I say, you know what? My experiences in my life is not open to your damned opinion. My life, unfortunately, is a burden I have to carry to the grave. And I'm not going to be silent over it, because what I see is I have wisdom now after going through this life. I've asked more questions of people who are alive 1,000 years. I've had more qualifications. And I can tell you, I'm not pleased with the medical profession. My professor back in 1973, when I finished my PhD, said, Deagle, you finished your research project in 5 months by sleeping on the lab floor. You'll be a tenured professor before you're 28. If you go into medicine, because I went in to find the cause of diabetes, which, by the way, I have, which is a loss of the GLUT4 transporter insulin receptor caused by a loss of copper, zinc, SOD1 in your muscles, has nothing to do with your pancreas. Nothing. And guess what? When I did my original research, I got persecuted. Every single thing I've done based on science through the medical system, I have been persecuted, even though I work with my colleagues, learned how to do MRIs and CTs, did advanced blood testing, whatever. It doesn't freaking matter. If you start to shake the cash register for the medical system, they're going to freak out and do everything they can to destroy you, aren't they?
Yes, they'll let lots of people die, but they would never admit that there's an alternative for which, for example, we can treat something like the coronavirus naturally, for which they have no drugs. They would rather let people die than admit that they are a failure when it comes to treating viruses.
Right. We're going to take a couple minutes break. I'm just going to put an auto thing on for a few minutes. So I'm going to get a bio break, and we'll come back in a couple minutes and we'll do some more talk, because I want people to understand I'm not just alone here. I have doctor colleagues like you and the First Nations Board and other alternative doctors. Anybody out there, if you're a functional alternative doctor, you need to join the First Nations Board because doctors are under attack. There's only two we call homeopathic boards in America. One of them is about to be gone. Was gone, what, last year? And the other one, which I think is in Nevada, is about to go too, isn't it?
Nevada was lost last year. They put it under Health and Human Services,
right,
with the idea they were going to replace the board, which they never did. So essentially, they let it die.
Right. So they let it die, and then the one in Arizona, right? That one is just hanging by its fingernails, isn't it?
Yes, they're up for sunset review this session,
right,
in the legislature.
Right. And what happens is, if you're doing alternative medicine, I saw this happen in California and in Colorado when I was there years ago, 20 years ago. And one of my friends, who was a naturopath, said, "Oh, I'm being persecuted." I said, "What's happening?" He says, "The medical board are reviewing me, saying I'm practicing medicine without a license." I said, "Well, you're not an MD, you're a naturopath." He said, "But there's no naturopathic board in Colorado, so the medical board is saying that even though I'm only giving vitamins, he's not even giving drugs and doing alternative care, they're persecuting me. They're threatening to put him in jail for practicing medicine without a license."
That's where the First Nation Medical Board can be a savior for someone like that, because
right,
we can't provide them a license where they have no board.
Even naturopaths, there's only 23 states that have a naturopathic board.
Right.
I'm about to join as a naturopathic MD here in California, but there's only 23 states, so the majority of the United States states don't even have a naturopathic board. So if you're doing naturopathic medicine, the so-called MDs have no freaking idea what you're doing, are going to oversee with you and can actually put you in jail, especially if you start getting successful to make their patients leave them and come to you for treatment that's less invasive and less toxic.
Yes, there's a lot of professional jealousy and bigotry, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, I've seen it from the other side. Since I'm an MD. I'm a surgeon. I'm an intensivist. I can say this is not like a joke. It's not like, oh, you're making that up or you're exaggerating. No, if anything, I'm actually toning it down. It's a lot worse than I'm even saying by examples here. So we're going to take a break for a few minutes, and we'll come back. Are you okay for a couple-minute break, and then we'll do some more discussion?
Sure.
Great. I'll be back in a couple minutes. We're just going to put up some information here for a moment.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since last fall. The only neutral pH vitamin C in the world is a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin and black pepper extract to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
To fight daily bugs and serious pathogens, Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced Allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria.
I'm back with Dr. Dan Royal. Dr. Dan, I see a number of converging disasters here in the near future. We do not have protection for EMP against our power grid. We do not have protection of our borders against people bringing disease or violent people like MS-13. I see the public health offices, for example, in China is a good example. They wait until people either have a temperature or so overt signs of sickness, but they've already pretty spread to dozens of people by the time they actually pick them up, put them in either medical prison or literally weld the doors of their apartment building so they can't get out. The movements here, I expect America, because the people around Donald J. Trump are tied directly to the bioweapon industry, like Dr. Fauci. I call it the Center for Disease Creation, the World Horrors Organization. These people are fronts for big biotech and big vaccina. And the vaccine they want to make, by the way, is an RNA vaccine, which I have my experience for years about. It's now in the Supreme Court's rule that Gardasil, an RNA vaccine, makes your body make the actual antigen, and therefore your immune system goes haywire, and it's going to cause pseudotumor cerebri, cardiac arrhythmias, and immune system failure, cytokine storms, and acute death. And I expect, even if they made a vaccine for this virus, which could, by the way, mutate and create new substrains, it's going to be useless and wouldn't be available for a year, even if it was helpful. And the antiviral they're doing with drugs research and the anti-AIDS drugs, so they've actually transported this Indian doctor, analyzed the gene complexes in the AIDS, this new SARS, and it's not like the old SARS. This has genes directly from AIDS. So they have to monitor your CD4 cell count, I'm sure, because when it drops, you're about to die. And people don't realize the thing is, anagulase is rising, CD4 cell count's dropping, and you're about to have a cytokine storm and get a cardiorespiratory arrest. This is a nation slayer. And the regular medical system, from what I can see, is going to die along with a lot of people because it's completely useless. The public health people to say, like I watch these info babes on Fox, oh, just wash your hands and don't touch your eyes if you touch a doorknob. These people are morons, aren't they?
Yeah, that's pretty simplistic thinking. I mean, any person with common sense should already know that.
Right, but the problem is that the soap and water does not kill viruses. We have wipes called defense wipes that will kill a virus. But things like ozone will do it, but they're not going to use ozone, right? Maybe they should make an ozone gel cream if they want to kill viruses off, but certainly that's not going to... What they have is useless. We have a special... non-toxic wipes that'll kill the virus. What do you think is going to happen here? Because this big election is coming up with communists like Bernie Sanders and Buttigieg and the Democratic Party. The young people have bought the lie about communism and socialism because they want the nanny state to take care of them. They want to wipe out their college debt rather than making college affordable and they can write offable, because they had set it up so the debt couldn't even be forgiven by going bankrupt, which young people, if they go bankrupt, they can at least get out of the bankruptcy and be able to eventually buy a car and have a home and a family. What I see happen is they set up studies in the society so they would beg to have the super state take control of their lives. And the healthcare system is a good example. In fact, one of my guys that met me in Lodo, downtown Denver, after I got the people, after I did a lecture back in 1998 for the Prophecy Club, and it took over an entire conference with thousands of people from all over the world. The guy met me afterward in Lodo, and he told me he worked for Lockheed Martin. They couldn't bring in the New World Order and the Mark of the Beast system until they actually had healthcare integrated into their program. So without a socialized communist type of healthcare system where they got total control and can force vaccinate you, they couldn't possibly put the New World Order into place. Now, I guarantee you this plague, they're going to try to probably do that. They're probably going to, I've heard from my intel contacts, but back in October, long before the Nogales thing and before the SARS coronavirus launch, we call now COVID-19, because it was born in 2019, they're saying that they're going to have to not only have the world ID next October 2020, but also they're going to track you across state lines. And how are they going to do that? I couldn't figure it out. Now I know. This virus is going to force them to do medical martial law probably by the summer or early fall. And people are not into what we call alternative or integrative medicine, like what we're doing. They're going to be victims of this. And what happens is they do get sick, they're going to get in the hospital, they may end up on a ventilator or on ECMO. They don't even know how to suppress the virus from growing. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes, it's ridiculous because there are about 380 trillion viruses that we've been exposed to on our planet. In fact, I just got a report today from our Clark County Health Department analyzing the flu cases that have happened over the last, well, actually since the beginning of the year, but there's actually about 7 different strains of the flu that go around. It's not just one flu.
Oh, yeah.
But we treat the flu all the same in homeopathic medicine. You can take it as a preventive or as a treatment, and then we can also use an isolate injection, very simple, where we get the patient something IV push and then use their blood to make a homeopathic remedy of sorts. We call that an isolate, and we inject it into the patient, back into the patient, reintroducing the virus so the immune system can recognize it,
right,
in their muscle. That can be done anywhere in the world. It's all safe. It's all without any side effects, but it's not a drug owned by Big Pharma, and so they're never going to promote it, and they will literally let people die than to admit that their competition has something that they don't.
Right. And what I see happening, and I saw this in medicine, my professor Robert Brown told me, he said, when you go to medicine, you're going to realize doctors are not good scientists. They are serial killers and narcissistic egomaniacs. I said, you're kidding. I said, I hope not. And I can tell you, after almost 50 years now since he told me that, he's absolutely correct. Dr. Brown was correct, and he was a bioweaponeer. So I want people to understand, we're here to help you out there. If you want to get well, you need natural medicine. Yes, there's a place for drugs. It's only like 5 to 15% of the time. Yes, there's a place for surgery about 25% of the time. And most of the conventional treatments, like chemotherapy without doing chemo testing, or high-dose chemo, or radiation proton beam, or radiation therapy, don't ever do it. And most people don't realize afterward, even if you survive the cancer that is gotten rid of, you're going to get chemo brain. You're going to get chemo-induced dementia. You're going to get chemo-induced heart failure. In fact, most people don't realize the number of women after they survive breast cancer chemotherapy, the vast majority of them die of either dementia or go into congestive heart failure when the mitochondria in their heart start to die and they go into terminal heart failure. You know that, right?
Either that or the cancer comes back because they've now irradiated them with products
cancer. If it comes back, it's going to be radiation resistant and also chemo resistant to previous agents they had.
Well, part of the reason for that is because the initial treatment suppressed their immune system, and from which the patient never recovered. This medicine does nothing after it supposedly kills or puts cancer in remission. It does nothing to help build the immune system back up with the patient, which is a classic example of medicine is built around sick care and knows nothing about health care, real health care, about helping the patient optimize their health and well-being. And a classic example would be doing something for those patients who've been through chemotherapy and radiation to restore their immune system that's not damaged.
It doesn't take what's called a mosaic or or an integrative approach toward trying to treat cancer. It takes a commando approach. Like, we're just going to send commandos there and blast to blow it up. Like, blow up the dam, blow up this, and blow up that. And that's the reason why...
they do it indiscriminately, and there's a lot of collateral damage.
Yeah, a lot of collateral damage. And that, by the way, for example, when people take drugs, for example, for their bones, like bisphosphonate drugs, it kills the osteoblasts that lay down new bone and the rebar in their bones, so they don't put rebar. So their bones may be dense on a DEXA scan, but they crush and break easy. You can't use a DEXA scan if someone's been on bisphosphonates. You know that, right? It kills off their ability to lay down collagen and to have rebar inside their bones.
I mean, the simplest thing to do for somebody who needs bone stimulation, well, of course, you can do electromagnetic therapy. We've talked about that. But hormones, natural hormones, are the best thing to use because they stimulate bone growth or combination.
We have a product called Bone Generator that's actually bone hormones, the hydroxyapatite crystals, etc. And we give vitamin K2 and Collagen Max, which is proline transhydroxylase to increase to triple the rate of the rebar laying down your bones, which is collagen, elastin hyaluronic acid. What people don't understand, this is simple stuff. It's not complicated, and it's totally side effect free. And then you also need to vibrate the bones, like our whole body sonic life machine, or using a lumen photon or pulse magnetic field over the area can dramatically increase bone density. And you can test it by measuring in the urine the levels of deoxypyridinium and pyridinium subunits in urine. Even within 3 weeks after you start the treatment, they normalize and you stop tearing your bones apart. You don't need to wait 6 months or a year when you can do another DEXA scan, DEXA bone scan. And a DEXA scan, if you're killing off the osteoblasts and the fibroblasts that need to lay down actually the rebar collagen in your bones, because a DEXA scan only measures bone density, not bone strength. They're two different things. And the problem is, you see, if you talk to an average doctor, their eyeballs rotate in opposite directions because they think you're a voodoo. I talked to a cardiologist about a year and a half ago, and I told him about my work with a Harvard cardiologist with a dual laser viscometer in my office in Denver. I had specialists referring me cases, and this does measures 5,000 data points with dual lasers. The only company that does it now is Meridian Valley Labs in Tutwiller, Washington. You have to get your lab results in on a Monday. It measures blood viscosity. Blood viscosity has nothing to do with your intrinsic and extrinsic blood pathways. So Eliquis, Xarelto, lomelacrimate, heparin, and Coumadin, rat poison, don't do a friggin' thing to stop you from having clots. Nothing. What does it is work in natokinase or even lumbrokinase from China. And you can measure the viscosity of the blood, and you can see the blood normalizes viscosity because it's a separate phenomenon. It has nothing to do, and no one has ever proven to me that someone that has clots and that are throwing off microemboli to their brain has anything to do with their intrinsic or extrinsic pathways. Just the same way as diabetics. When I brought my data into Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Institute in 1981, I was working with the head of pathology. And I wanted to go into medicine to find the cause of diabetes, which, by the way, this year I have. I'm publishing dozens of diseases in video and everything of the actual cause of diabetes, which is your insulin resistance in your muscles. When your muscle insulin resistance goes up, your body compensates until eventually it can't make enough insulin to shove the sugar into your muscles. When that happens, it backs up and you become diabetic. The primary cause is copper zinc SOD1 is lost. You lose zinc, you lose chromium vanadium, GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptor, and all of a sudden your muscles don't absorb sugar anymore for fuel, and you end up using ketone bodies and other means to generate fuel in your muscles. When that happens, you get hyperglycemic. That's why, and also the same thing as cholesterol. Until cholesterol gets oxidized to 9-ornyl hydroxycholesterol, I've been measuring it for years with Dr. Phil Broughton, brief biochemist at AEL Labs in Los Angeles. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease. These morons think, oh, we got to chase cholesterol. I had a friend I just talked to a week ago, and the man has a normal cholesterol, and when they thought he was having stroke-like symptoms, and they recommended some tests, a normal cholesterol, gave him a cholesterol age, and you know what I said to him? Happy castration. He said, what do you mean by that, Deagle? I said, it stops you making CoQ10. It also stops you making LDL cholesterol that you need to make LDL hormone. So happy castration. He said, you're kidding. I said, no, I'm not. Did the doctor tell you that if you lose LDL cholesterol, you can't make male hormone anymore?
Yeah, we talked about that on my radio show this week, where a study showed that these statin drugs have virtually little or no effect in preventing cardiovascular heart disease. But the one thing I have always been against using statins for lowering cholesterol is because it prevent the patients from making hormones. You need those, that cholesterol, all your hormones. So they're disrupting their patient's entire hormone system so they can play with numbers.
But also, it also helps to speed up patchy dysmyelination in your brain. See, there's three causes of dementia. And you can repair that with extracorporeal counterpulsation. I don't know if you have that in your clinic. You probably should have it. Because when you do that, along with peptides and my nutraceuticals like Red Deer Velvet, you grow new arteries. And perfusion of your brain, whether you, if you've got dementia, you got either vascular dementia, dysmyelinating dementia, or neurotransmitter dementia. There's only three causes for dementia. Dementia is now the number one cause of death in Britain because they're slamming everybody with statin drugs. They get toxic water everywhere, which is going to concentrate in your body and knock out your astrocytes that are going to stop firing and create neural networks. We wonder why people are getting sicker. We create the environment. We have toxic water, toxic genetically modified food, e-toxins in the air from dirty electricity, now smart grid. Then they want to add 5G network with satellites around the world. We're crazy. The population of Earth are what I call lemmings. And when people like me, they say, well, you're aggravating, Deagle. If you don't want to let your guests speak, I said, you know what? You need to shut up and listen, man, because I know when you don't. And they said, well, I have a right to my opinion. I said, no, you don't. You have a right to your attitude. If you had an opinion, it would be based on science and logic and testing. And when you talk to people, when I talk to doctors, they can't defend us, can they? Right?
Yeah.
They can't defend us. It's just amazing to me. Here, I got somebody trying to call me, but I got to give a message. So, I think we should kind of shut her down, but I think, what do you offer at your clinic that we can tell people if you've got cancer, if you've got joint pain, if you've got a detoxification situation, if you want regeneration? I can provide a lot of the nutraceutical bases, and if you need a procedure, I can refer you to Dr. Dan Royal, and he can do it at his clinic. We have clinics across the country and around the world, in Germany and Europe and elsewhere, functional integrative clinics that will do things that are rational, I call. And this is not alternative medicine. I get aggravated when I hear that. I call this integrative. It should be integrated. So every pediatric clinic, every new mother clinic. For example, we're just launching a new form of folic acid. Now, people don't realize one of the biggest problems in our society is 40% of the North American population have folic acid, 5-methylfolate SNP in their DNA. A lot of the foods we have, a lot of toxins we have are antifolates. Do you know that? And a lot of drugs actually cause nutrient deficiency. If you take them, they're going to block specific nutrients or prevent you from even bioactivating them. Right?
Yep.
Now, folic acid is water soluble, so when you take even a green salad, it's in and out of your body so damn fast it can't do the benefits. So we have a new one. We have a 2,000 microgram 5-methylfolate that's activated, but now we're bumping up. By next week, we'll have this new one that's 5,000 micrograms in a methylcellulose release, slow release. Because if you can't do methylation, you can't myelinate your brain, you can't detoxify chemicals and heavy metals, you can't make digestive enzymes. So many things, it's literally dozens and dozens of metabolic processes require B12 and folate.
Yeah.
And if you don't have folic acid, you're screwed and tattooed. Now, 25% of the general population, 50% of Hispanics have a gene SNP. And if you take the average in North America, it's 40%. So if you're drinking and eating toxic foods in your body, and you're going to concentrate them in your breast tissue if you're female, which can concentrate them 2,000 times, or your prostate if you're male, and you don't have folic acid, you can't detoxify and get the damn things out of your body. And if you have deconjugating bacteria in your lower gut, even though your liver conjugated them, your deconjugating bacteria will release them back in your central circulation. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't.
And then you talk to the average doctor and you start telling them this stuff, and they say, I don't know that.
Parasites.
They know so little.
Body
it's like having
some non-toxic
tissues.
Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens.
The average person in the public says, "Well, I don't know that. I like my doctor. I'm like, please go to the doctor.
Free.
Don't let him take care of your mom.
More power than prior Alamed. You can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens." Give your body what
it needs. I want to say a little prayer for all those people out there.
Order Dr. Bill Deagle's
Nutrimedical
at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's
1-888-212-8871
or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Be curious enough to realize you don't know anything.
The first hour of
just like, you know, Ebenezer Scrooge when he has last vision of the last thing before Christmas morning. I don't know anything. If you finally get that word in you and you start getting curious, you'll ask questions, you'll be filled with the truth of the medical, geopolitical, and spiritual man to save your hide, save your nation, save your world. Because the things that started this year, 2020, the apocalypse has started. We're at risk of the EMP attack, the weapon of indignation, the danger of a nuclear attack. This SARS coronavirus is the worst plague in human history. We've got the structure of the economic system of the world designed for economic failure of the planet. We have the supernova called Betelgeuse exploding, so we got supernova gravity waves hitting us. It's going to release and cause a crustal slip of the Earth. We know that science. I have a scientist, Dr. Jacobson, going to come on the show that shows clearly that gravity waves hit us from a coronal mass ejection from the sun or supernova. It causes a crustal slip. And the last one that happened was the time of Atlantis many thousands of years ago and destroyed their civilization. We are teetering on the edge of our civilization crashing and burning. And something as simple as two major things, power outage, economic failure, and the release of the super virus, COVID-2019, guess what? This year, all hell is going to break loose, and if you're sticking to the regular geopolitical so-called truth, which is lies, and your medical system, which will fail you, they're going to get these giant coffins and fill them with your bodies or incinerate, like over China. I just found out today in hour two, there's so much detected by our satellites over China of sulfur dioxide because they're burning so many bodies, it's detectable from space. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Isn't that wild? We detected there's so much SO2 from burning people that died from the SARS virus, this COVID-19, we detected in our satellites in space over China.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
No. And people didn't realize this is no longer optional. You're not going to have time to spit at us anymore. I learned a few weeks ago, and I said, God, in prayer, what's happening? God said, your days of being Rodney Dangerfield are over, Deagle, and includes you, Dr. Royal. The days of being men of slick spittle, like they say in Britain, is over. They're either going to show respect or they're going to have the Darwin effect take them out of the gene pool. Because the medical system is sick and dying. 82% of people who go bankrupt in this country already have health insurance. In the last years and months of their life, they go bankrupt because the system is so damned expensive and useless. Right?
Yes, it is.
So I want to hope that people will seek our help to get the right nutraceuticals and the right technology. And if you need specialty clinic treatment, I'm going to be referring people to you to get treatment for their joints, their cancer, and detoxification, many other things. And other clinics like Dr. Winkler here locally in Carlsbad, clinics across America and worldwide. I want people to know this is integrative medicine, not alternative. It's not like, oh, I'm going to the herbalist and taking a couple herbs. No, this is integrative care. It might involve some herbs and some special extracts that are specially designed, like liposomal curcumin that we have, or a special form of calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin. They're natural molecules that are specially prepared to be bioavailable and bioactivated and biopersistent. But you have to understand, people, the drug industry and the tech industry and the medical industry are the largest industries on the planet, and they're invariably corrupt. And they're tied directly to the politicians and the district of criminals here in America. And we spend more money than anybody, and our system is sick, isn't it?
Well, that's why we have so many sick people.
Yeah, and sick government. We have that called, that's why I call D.C. the district of criminals. Good term, hey?
It is.
Thank you, Dr. Dan Royal. We'll have you back on soon. This video will be everywhere. And I hope they go to your clinic. And how do they get in touch with you over at your First Nations clinic, which is in the Turtle Band Clinic? And we'll go back there right now and let's see if I can pull that up here. Here we go. It says Turtle Healing Band Clinic. It's in Vegas. And if they just put Turtle Healing Band Clinic in the search engine, they'll find it. And your web address is turtlehealingbandclinic.com, right?
Correct.
And the phone number, if they want to call your clinic, what's the number to call?
The number here is 702-562-1454. That's 702-562-1454.
Thank you, Dr. Royal. I hope that we can help a lot of people. I hope we can actually get people through this SARS. As I argued with Dr. Klatz, who said, you got to go third party and not look like you're pushing your stuff with your labels and everything. Deagle said, I'm not altering my talk, Dr. Klatz. and they were going to send up to 30,000 doctors and get it through to President Trump. I said, I'll get through to the people with or without your help. Because even alternative medicine is actually jealous of other groups within alternative medicine that is doing things that they don't want to do because they're involved with anti-aging. I have found a solution of aging. Aging is due to things that they don't even know. For example, the first thing that happens to you when you're born is they cut the umbilical cord. It's not your birthday, it's your death day. You only start dying when they cut the cord, don't you?
Well, that's correct.
Yeah, that's because the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones when you're a fetus in utero make you not, you may be chronologically aging in utero, but you're not physiologically aging until they cut the cord. My Red Deer Velvet reverses that. So if you take my Red Deer Velvet and get therapy, like say at your clinic with a joint injection, you add on the building blocks and the stem cells are there. Say, hey, Deagle gave me the building blocks. I got the injection with Dr. Dan Royal in my joints. I'm going to make a new cartilage and a new joint without doing a joint replacement. How's that? Pretty cool, eh? Or resurrect the immune system after somebody's had stupid chemo and their immune system is shot to hell, or they got what we call chemo brain. They've got brain damage caused by chemotherapy and now they're a form of chemo dementia, haven't they? I don't know anybody that's gone through chemo that's not chemo demented. Do you know that? Not none. They're 100%. Or they go into chemo heart failure, right?
Well, a drug is only approved for one thing, but there's about 99 things that can go wrong. For example, you can take the Tamiflu for flu symptoms, but if you look at the side effects, it can cause dementia and mortality or death.
You know, I'm sure if I'm going to do it just for a joke here at the end here. I'm going to do a version of Voices for the Screwtape Letters for C.S. Lewis.
Dear Lord Satan, the medical system is still working really well. They're taking vaccines and drugs. Polypharmacy is killing lots of people. And they still believe their white-coated devils are minions of the medical system.
That's true, isn't it?
Pretty good.
I appreciate it. Take care, and we'll have you back on soon. Have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Take care.
Thank you, bye.
And we're back here at NutriMedical, and this is the phone number and address, 888-212-8871. If you want help, just go to the Contact Us section and email, and we'll get you a starter protocol. We're here for you 7 days a week, and you just contact us, and we'll give you the best nutraceuticals and technology on the planet to get well. Stay well, and stay happy and healthy with NutriMedical every day of your life.